Welcome to episode 195 of The Numbers Game. I'm Jace and we're here with Marty and Tommy. How are we, guys?
Oh, I'm feeling very edgy, very nervous. Who knows what's going on with the market, Jace? Tommy, I'm on edge. I'm a business owner. I'm on edge. Today I'm going to talk about dealing with these types of things. But I'm feeling good apart from that, of course. Tommy, welcome back to the show. Tommy, of course, is our producer of The Numbers Game. Makes us sound good, look good, where possible on YouTube or all channels you get your podcasts. Nick is still away for another week. But Tommy, welcome. How are you going, my friend?
Mate, thanks for having me back. I'm good. My only complaint is salmon price is extraordinary at the moment. You know, you think you make that mistake paying $25 for salmon, then you tell your mum you got Tasmanian salmon. She says that that's no good for you. So you can't win either way, Marty.
What's got you into salmon? Is this like a recent choice for the family?
Omega-3s, good fish oils? Or
well, like if we, to be honest here, guys, my cholesterol's kind of high. And so, you know, I'm 35, quite fit, but got to lower it, got to get rid of those saturated fats and bring in the monounsaturated. Are you regretting you asked me now, Marty?
Oh. No, I'm not, because I bought some omega-3 supplements, and I'm thinking, I'm just weighing up in my head, is it cheaper to eat the rubbish salmon or keep going with the supplements? So I'm just, you know me, crunching the numbers always.
No, something just on that, Marty, you never know what your body can actually absorb. And I know you guys had Clementine from Salt Lab, which does, a spray. Magnesium spray. So that is a way to take in your magnesium if you're not getting it from foods. And so the reality is, like my body doesn't absorb vitamin D from the sun. And so I have to get it from an external source. Yeah, I did a DNA test and everything and it gave me that information. Really interesting.
Well, Tommy, just in back up to that, just for the 52-year-olds out there, I take an omega-3 to keep my brain running. I take a liver tonic just to get through all the crap in my body and make sure it comes out the other side. What else do I take? I take a vitamin D just because winters are pretty grey and, I want to make sure I'm getting my vitamin D. I take my spray on my Salt Lab magnesium as well. Oof. So doing pretty good here, and I take a vitamin C. So that's sort of the program just to keep me alive at this point. So, Jace, how are you going? You're just usually on alcohol and various different supplements.
I just really like to test my body. But, look, most of the week it's like turmeric. Turmeric, fish oil. There's a couple. Yeah, Armour Force. If I'm starting to get a bit sniffly, go the Armour Force, bit of zinc and other stuff. But,
it's pretty good.
Mate, all good. All good. Like we are up and about here. It's a couple of weeks into the new financial year in accounting land. That's a big deal for us. Accountants go wild on 30 June, which has been and gone now. And, the show rolls on at the numbers game. 195, right? Come on, guys, I've done well not to bang on about the 200 milestone up and coming. But I tell you what, I'm feeling excited. But I also finished the end of financial year feeling pretty shit, pretty anxious too, which I think, Marty, you're going to get us into this today.
Well, it's we're just preparing the red carpet now and the banner that we're all going to run through, so 5 episodes to go. And again, why I wanted to bring up this topic in regards to feeling anxious as a business owner or, a professional under a lot of pressure, and just to give some comfort in regards to shifting your perspective around it. And the thing I wanted to say is that over time, what I've learned in being in business is that feeling anxious is just a part of being in business. And the quicker you can acknowledge that and the quicker you can maintain the same enthusiasm in business around challenge or opportunity, the better it's going to be. And I wanted to run through a few different ideas that I've learned over the journey in regards to hoping to support people out there in regards to their own business or professional journey as well. Does that seem like a decent topic, lads?
100%.
Absolutely, Marty.
So, Jace, you were saying you were feeling a bit anxious. So you've obviously felt that way in your business.
I think I feel like I've got a good gauge on when I know I live a pretty crazy life of marathons and high rocks and running a business and all the other crazy things that go in between. And the ability, like, I've always got a bit of a gauge of when I know, and like, too much is getting too much. And I reckon the last week or two of the 2024 financial year, the back end of June, there was a bit of this overwhelm feeling where as soon as I'm not sleeping, that's one of my first warning signs that something's not quite right with me. I'm usually a pretty good sleeper. My head hits the pillow, read a book for a bit, do some breathing exercises, generally sleep the night through. I've been waking up like consistently for that last 2 weeks, 3 a.m., I would wake up and I'd start to think about, you know, the trust resolution, the company registration that we needed to sort for someone. Like, it was a lot of work-driven stress and anxiety around wanting to deliver really great service and great value and not let people down. But there's all these time deadlines, and there's also pressures from the ATO. Like, they're going pretty hard on debt collection and not doing payment plans. And, you know, there's business owners we're trying to help and we're not getting help back the other way. So yeah, just kind of all became too much. And yeah, I just got these warning signs of, I just was not doing okay. And I needed to kind of sit back and, you know, go and speak to some people about it and do those things. But yeah, I kind of wished I'd had some more tools in my chest, in my belt to be able to deal with it.
Well, it certainly sounds like my life. Tell me, what about yourself? You seem pretty cruisy on the surface, but how do you deal effectively with challenge and the overwhelm sometime in business?
Yeah, I definitely think I've had previous businesses where I've had a lot more of that, and maybe they've had more pressure, not necessarily more upside on the other side too. And so the anxiety was there, just because there's a lot happening. I mean, at that time, so contrasting it to now, my stress mostly comes from my children. You know, just like that can be super stressful. And there's moments in my business where I might feel, you know, anxious or overwhelmed. But I definitely think they're few and far between. But in the past, I mean, without sort of unpacking my tool belt too much, the thing that sort of really saved me was meditation back in the day. Yeah. Probably, you know, maybe 5 years ago, started and never stopped. And so, that's been something that's been super helpful for dealing with those moments.
Yeah, it's a great tool, meditation. And peace in the home is another wonderful thing, and sometimes kids can certainly challenge that. So as to resources around that, hopefully there'll be something in that here somewhere, but still haven't conquered that one yet. But one of the things that I and this is more a psychological thing, is strengthen your self-trust in yourself and shared trust with others. And what do I mean around that is, I think a lot of the times people have a fear of failure, and this causes anxiety, and there's this deep-seated issue in not feeling that they're good enough or that they're being judged. You've really got to realize that a lot of people can think negatively about themselves. They generally have that default, the little the little person on the shoulder going, yeah, you know, there's people better than you. There's always people going to be better. There's always people going to be worse. I think it's just an acceptance of understanding where you're at and really trusting your own value, your own talent, your ability to deliver results. But what can actually relieve anxieties too is trusting other people around you in your business. It might be other people in your family and that you rely upon. So just the ability to trust yourself, have self-belief, be able to deliver your results. Things are sometimes going to go wrong, and that's just a given in business, as they will when they go right. So, you know, it's you just have to accept that. But trusting others as well around you is really important from a community standard. It happens in sports teams a lot as well, and you really need to cultivate that. To me, you know, daily rituals to establish connection are really important, and you got to trust your gut and talk to the people that build you up. I think that's really important. And so often people always go to where they're getting critical feedback, which is good as well. And when you're getting critical feedback, you need to have enough self-value to go, this is a good thing and this is how I improve. But I think starting psychologically is interesting on that standpoint.
on the daily ritual, you took me right back to the last 2 weeks of end of financial year, which were hell for me. But when you said daily ritual, that was where it fell apart. So whether it was one led to the other, part of my daily ritual is I like to wake up early and I like to have my gym session like 6:30 in the morning, hitting the gym first, you know, get that time to train, let out some, you know, frustration, whatever it is, and feel good. Come home after 7:30, coffee, breakfast, get to the office by 9 and have that kind of set routine. It's always pretty similar. I don't like to vary too much from that morning routine because I know it sets me up for a great day and I feel great from it. The problem that was happening with the anxiety or the stress that I was feeling and not sleeping well meant that when my alarm went off to go to gym, I was telling myself, well, no, you were awake from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. or, you know, you haven't been well rested. Don't go to the gym because you're going to feel worse. So I broke the daily ritual that maybe like then it kind of felt like I was really messing with my head going, well, the next night when I went to bed, I hadn't exercised that day. And exercise is a big part of the stress relief and the mental clarity. So then I'd lie there at night going, well, shit, you didn't go to the gym this morning. And then you did nothing after work because you're exhausted. Like, but how do you expect to sleep if you're not exercising? And it was really counterintuitive. As soon as I messed my daily routine up, everything else started to unravel from it. And I almost felt trapped. Like, well, how do I get back into it? Because and it was this real mental battle of going, you know, I'm going to get up early and go to the gym, then I'm going to injure myself because I haven't slept and I don't want to be hurt for the Gold Coast Marathon that was coming up. Just so much noise in the brain. And what I wasn't doing, you know, Tommy said it before, was meditation. I mean, it's that ability to slow down the brain and just spend, even if it's 2 minutes of breathing and listening to a meditation on Spotify or Headspace. But I did that one night and it kind of helped to flick the switch back the other way. And even if it was placebo effect, which I don't think meditation is, I mean, there's studies and all the rest of it, but it took me nearly 2 weeks of not just doing that one extra thing that would help me, some yoga and some meditation, but finally had to turn it around. But yeah, that daily ritual hits home, Marty, finding those things that work for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, just one thing. You mentioned anxiety being a part, you know, part and parcel of business and life. To some degree, how much do you think it is in business a signal that maybe something isn't actually going right within the business or within you personally? What's your experience with that?
For me, it's about how do I maintain myself in regards to regardless of what's happening in the business, and that might come out of the foundations of meditation. I do Wim Hof breathing because I like the methodology. It's sort of like you get underneath any traumas that may stop you. So for me, that's a really important thing to do in the morning. And as you get older too, you realize you don't play as many sports and stuff as you used to when you were younger. So you still need to have those foundational routines. So for me, it's the breathing techniques and then walking the dog. But my realization is that there's a lot of stuff that happens in business and you have to accept and become aware of your stress, but also understand that it's a part of what you do. So for me, if I can normalize that and create awareness around it, it leads to acceptance. So instead of something goes wrong and I emotionally trigger and go, oh my God, this is terrible, and sort of amplify the stress even further and it perpetuates, what I try and do is just to be calm, take in the information and think how I want to respond to that. So whether it's an opportunity or whether it's, you know, something very challenging. So for me, it's always been something that if I can respond effectively, regardless to what's happening, and that takes a real discipline in itself, right? Because still to this day, there'll be some things that can set me off and I have to come back to that space of going, no, you're reacting. Just go and take a brisk walk, come back to your central point to go, this is, I always remind myself, this happens every week of my life or virtually every second day that there's a challenge that presents that can trigger you. And probably when I was in my early 30s, I would be like a yo-yo and go with the emotion. So I'd be highly agitated. I could get angry. Like Jace was saying, sometimes the habits you were doing that were good habits fall away because of the circumstance. So I try and I try not to allow the circumstances to dictate my internals. So if I can maintain strength in my internals and keep solid on a good foundation, then I can respond more accordingly. No matter how dramatic situation. Look, I've been in businesses in the past where the cash flow of the business would run out in another 60 days if something seriously didn't, you know, change. But if I was gonna be absolutely ruined over that, I was never gonna come up with a solution. So I still needed to be in a state of mind that I could respond effectively from that. And I think awareness is key, and just try to calm yourself under real challenge or circumstantial environmental things, and then respond accordingly. I found there's very rare that you can't resolve a potential problem, but sometimes I see people manifest problem on problem on problem for months, whereas if you can take this standpoint, then you can maneuver much more effectively. Not always. It took me a while to get that. Like, I reckon I worked on that for 10 years, you know, to get it to a point now. I don't say I've got it right 100% of the time, but I'm a hell of a lot better. And I just see it as a part of what we do. So I hope that's a long-winded answer to your question, Tommy, but I hope that makes some sense.
I like it that you just mentioned, you know, triggers, or and it sort of connects with awareness, because if you're not aware of your anxious triggers and it just happens because it's a part of business, you know, for me, it's client feedback, meaning I send them a product and they give me feedback on it. I remember in my early days of my career, that would be anxious trigger. Not that I was always getting shit feedback, but it was just that, like, oh, a client wants way more changes than I wanted, that they're paying for, and I haven't discussed that. And so you end up freaking out, which that doesn't happen as much anymore, because I've gone through all those things to change it. And I actually have probably changed myself because I am much more of a light touch to it. But if you're not aware of it, and how can you know where these triggers are coming from, and how can you fix them then?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I see, I've got an instant, I will say in a challenging circumstance with that critical feedback, I'll say, well, what, or even criticism, going, what's good about this? Mm. You know, what's good about this? And then it immediately shifts my mind into, you know, I guess being proactive in thinking about the way forward. Like, even when the Instagram post went nuts, there were good comments in there, there were negative comments. At the end of the day, they're just comments to me. It's like stand-up. Some people are going to like your act, some people won't. You know, so to me, to be triggered on each of those in a positive or a negative sometimes is not very efficient for me as a human being. But for me, it's just responding to the situation as effectively as I can, and knowing that tomorrow will be another day. And like I said, the one thing for me that switches me is, what's good about this? Is there something I can learn? Is there something I can do better next time in order to, you know, potentially solve a problem or be better for, you know, a future problem that arises out of it? So just take some of the negative emotive off it. It helps a lot.
Which comes through awareness, Marty, and I think you nailed that, because otherwise you're swept away with emotion, the emotion of anxiety in this instance of what we're talking about.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I think is an important item is when you're a business owner, or even as a professional, and you're thinking about things you want to accomplish in the future, like you've got a big vision for your business, or you see others with a great business and think you should be there, that can create anxiety and stress as well, because you sometimes think you should be further ahead than you are. So I go, you got to release that and come back to, you know, it's no problem having a vision for the future, but then you've got to let it go and come back to today and winning the day and take things at one step at a time, you know, control the controllables. You know, break down your big ideas into small, achievable steps that you're in control of today, because fear doesn't live in movement. If you're taking positive actions, anxiety can't live there when you're in the motion of the actions. You know, anxieties live in the fears of what could go wrong, or I could lose it all, or, you know, or this person's ahead of me, and, you know, all this, it's horrible. So if you can come back to breaking down your big ideas into small steps, and take some celebration and excitement around achieving what you achieve in the day. Like I know sometimes in completing the task of the day, yes, it builds into a future vision, but I can't control that future vision in the future. I can only do something that's productive that moves towards it, you know, today. And the other thing is you need to be able to appreciate today. You need to be enjoying the fact that you are achieving what you're achieving today, not thinking, oh, I can only enjoy this when I achieve that ultimate vision, because you will get there and you will be disappointed in that feeling. You have to be more now and present and actually enjoying every action that you're taking in the day. No problem with having a vision, a longer-term vision, but you have to do things that you know, make a difference today and you enjoy today. Otherwise, you're just wasting the enjoyment of your time. And I see business owners do this day in, day out. When I get there, I'll be successful. I'll be happy when I get the big house. I'll be happy when I get the car. I'll be happy when I've changed the world. Now, I get anxiety just saying that out loud, you know, whereas you go, okay, I'm going to ring this person today. I'm going to take this action today. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to talk to my, you know, my colleague today about this. All very doable.
I like the small actionable steps. Like it's always such great advice, and it's, you know, tried and tested. It's proven. Even people like, oh, I need to lose 10 kilos. Well, don't focus on losing the 10 kilos. Focus on the small things you can do each day, like, you know, making sure your calories were correct, or lose the first 500 grams. The big 10 kilo goal will be a result of the smaller steps that you take day in, day out to get there. And I reckon that was, you know, listening. This is almost like a therapy session for me. I've been sitting back just taking it in and listening. The back end of 2024 financial year, all the buildup of the pressures and the big goals and the big targets and everything we wanted to achieve, it was kind of culminating on that moment. Rather than having it in smaller bite-sized achievements through the year, I'd built up this pressure that the end of 30 June 24 had to be this kind of big magical thing. And at the end of the day, whether we got to where we wanted to or not, it actually wasn't that big a deal. We had a great year. And success isn't measured just by a bunch of these kind of numbers we picked a year earlier. We also measured on how good we felt as a team, how great our clients talk about our services and what we do, and going home at night and being with our friends and family and loved ones and genuinely loving what we do. What we've now gone into for the 24-25 year is a planning day with our team where we used to do one a year, which is the big annual one, but then we wouldn't kind of go back to it and revisit it. It had just become this big annual target. Now we're doing rolling 90-day reviews of the actions, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, what were our targets, how are we going to get there, allocating, you know, 10 to 20 different people to be accountable for different parts of the bigger goals. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, smaller bite-sized steps to get to that bigger thing that we need to achieve. I don't feel the stress or anxiety that was overhanging on me before that. Now it feels like I'm shared that with my community and my team around me, and I feel supported.
Yeah. So you mentioned even with the weight thing, and that's like I've said before, if I've got a chip on my shoulder, I'd eat it at the moment for different reasons. But you know, in my early 40s, I was ultra fit, and then I've let that slide a bit. But now going back to that goal weight creates anxiety, and you're absolutely right. So my shift of perspective now is, how do I actually have a healthy day? And that's a win, because that's already taking you to where you want to go. But what are the attributes in regards to having a healthy day? Like you drive past Macca's instead of going in, right? They're the little things that you can make adjustments to where you have a healthy day. It's the same with the brokers. Like I know that it's target orientated because we're in sales and we're, you know, there are targets. That's just, but my thought process is always, is how do we create activities in the week that make them exceptional, you know, in regards to the market and how they're helping people, how many people they need to talk to, what's the motivation behind that discussion, how are they adding value, how do they win the day and win the week? Now, doing those high-level activities will get the result based on what I've seen in the past, but I want them to feel good about having a win today because that's what we do. We put people in a better position. We make them better about their lives in getting their dream home. You know, those conversations are really important to have, and they need to know the impact on people, because that's really the driver at the end of the day. The numbers are sort of backing that. So it's, yeah, it's really interesting you say that. A lot of it's perspective. But another one that I've come up with in my own head is don't avoid anxieties, because again, you can be a recluse in the end and not have any anxiety, but I guarantee you'll be anxious about that. So it's a part of moving forward and creating momentum in your life. You know, a lot of people fear something that hasn't yet happened and avoid the experience. So the one thing that I know that nothing good comes out of avoidance. I think you just got to get calm within yourself and go, I'm going to have an experience. You know, take the action, learn from the action. It's the school of hard knocks. But again, grit your teeth and face it head on. And 9 times out of 10, you'll come out of the experience thinking, how good was that compared to what I feared about it? And it's not as big an issue as you imagined it. So don't avoid the anxieties. Don't try and go, oh, I've got to be safe. I don't want to do this and put myself out there. Go and embrace it and see what you find, and just go be curious and see what you learn. When people come into a new role, I said, you know, learn something every day, apply yourself, put yourself in an experience. You'll look back in 3 months and go, wow, look how far I've come. You'll look back in 6 years and go, that's incredible. It's you got to be in the moment. You got to take the movement forward. Tommy, you've done that in your life, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, because there's also a slightly alternative take of maybe the thing you're doing that is creating a lot of anxiety. There is people, I think, and I know people that have realized that that's not for them, and that's okay. And so it's a fine line between, which I think your advice on one side is experience the anxiety, understand what it is, you know, place it somewhere. And then also maybe you've done that. And then on the other side, it's, I don't want that. And so as a business owner, sometimes you can get far down the path. My mate who's got a big startup and, you know, 90 staff and stressed out of his mind, he says, we're on a train in the tunnel and you can't bloody reverse that thing out. It's flying through. And so that's not a situation I want to find myself in, because I know how I would manage that. And just over the weekend, I was dealing with a guy at a nightclub with my son. He's an absolute legend. He has 11 venues. And you just watch this guy, the operating just with cool as a cucumber. You know, he was there till 5 a.m., went home, slept, came back at 10:30 to set up for the next day. I said to him, mate, I could not do what you're doing. I would just be a wreck. And he's just so sweet. He's just the best energy. And you just want to be around him. I said, mate, this is why you do what you do. You're amazing at this. And so, you know, and that's obviously a guy who can, as if he doesn't have anxieties. That is the name of the game for that industry that he's in, high pressure, in a struggling industry. And he's a guy who can manage them. And I just don't think, me knowing myself, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, and you make a good point. You can be climbing up the wrong mountain and be halfway up and going, there's no oxygen up there, and die too. So it's like, yeah, you can pivot. This is something, you know, when I relate to being passionate about, you know, you'll find your way through and you will, you know, keep growing. But I feel like with someone like him, he's naturally drawn forward from his passion and his excitement around what he does, that it doesn't matter what's put in front of him, he's going to be getting up for that show, you know, which I absolutely love. And I suppose I should point out, I feel like, you know, finance for me is, I feel like we're making a real difference in people's life. So, you know, dream home, we're putting them in a better financial future. We're helping them in the now and, you know, absolute now, and saving money. So to me, my drivers are, I know that financial stresses cause a lot of problems, and whether that's out of, you know, my own childhood or people I knew around there. So to relieve that for people is something much more than just the numbers. And I think You've got to have some driver and intention that really, you know, has you doing what you do, and then you can deal with the rest of it. There's always going to be the positives and the negatives. So, but you make a great point, Tommy. There's no point going up a mountain you don't want to go up. It's just crazy, and you have to have enough self-awareness to know that too. And many don't. Most people think that's a failure in itself, when actually it's a new foundation for something better. So yeah,
you'd rather be the person halfway up the mountain than the person down the bottom saying, "I wonder." Yeah, I'm too scared to go up that. Like that gives me the shivers. That, you know, you've got so much learnt experience from having a go, having a crack at something in life, and working out if something's not right for you, or if it is, or if you can manage to find the oxygen tank along the way and keep going up the mountain because you've persevered and you've actually regrouped at base camp. I love your analogy, by the way. So I'm going with it more.
And you don't want to be 3 feet from gold. If you know something is going to be successful, then sometimes at the point where you're just about to have a massive breakthrough, people go down that mountain. So you really want to have enough awareness to challenge yourself in that moment and go, okay, is this something I want to move towards or move against? And even in meditation, if you contemplate on an idea, let's say you have a particular idea, you will get a deeper understanding of whether your body feels strong in that idea or whether it's very, very weak. So you'll get great evidence from your body in meditation as to, you know, and what the subtle challenge is. Is it a past trauma that's having an impact on that idea, or is it naturally aligned? And that's, you know, that's something you have to work out for yourself, but a bit of work there for people to do. So the last thing I wanted to bring up was, again, make time for self-care. So again, let's say we have stress and anxiety in the workplace, business owners overwhelmed or professionals overwhelmed. We have to practice self-care. We have to manage it like we would the business. We manage ourselves like we would the business. You know, listening to a nice piece of music we like changes our internal state, relaxes us. Clean eating, you know, how do we make sure that we have a good day health-wise in that circumstance? You know, going for a walk, you know, we need to fuel our mind and feed our soul and strengthen ourselves as a daily priority. And without proper care and self-care, there really is no business at the end of the day, because if you fall into a heap and you can't cope, then your business won't be able to cope at all as well. So everyone's different and everyone has different, you know, things that they want to partake in looking after themselves. Maybe it's a massage. Personally, I do acupuncture. It just brings me back to that really good, healthy state of mind and body. It's all connected. I love that. But people have their own thing. I know Nick Riley loves to swim in the ocean. You know, it sets up his day. But you need to be able to manage that as you do your business. It's really important, perspective and also actual resources as well. And many times I see that fall over. Jace, makes sense?
Yeah, definitely. I was just going to throw in as well, if you're unsure where to start, but this is kind of hit you going, oh, maybe I should do something, you know, build some daily habits and some consistencies around mindfulness or, you know, battling anxiety or stress. Obviously, for people that are at the far end of the scale, places like Lifeline, Beyond Blue, you know, they're great resources and great organizations that will help you if you're at the really bad end of the scale. But if you're just kind of becoming conscious of, you know what, maybe I should do some things to help manage my day a bit better. Emma Murray, who was the mindfulness coach of the Richmond Football Club, and now she's Oscar Piastri's mindfulness coach. She has a free training course on an Instagram page called High Performance Mindfulness. Now you've got to scroll all the way to the bottom of that page, but it's 21 days, 21 habits. It's just a couple of minutes per morning. And each day you learn one of these new habits until you get to the end of the 21. And you've basically built this habit stack that gets you into the high performance mindfulness training that she does with these professional athletes. Completely free. multiple kind of Instagram tiles per habit to really teach you all these different things. And this is simple stuff. I've done it before and really enjoyed it. I'm going to go back through it off the back of listening to Marty, what you've shared with us today. I think it'll be a good one to revisit.
Yeah.
Great tool, free resource. And, you know, like anything, you know, doing that extra work to help yourself get better all the time.
And don't destroy yourself either. Yeah, I'm not saying, you know, I gave up drinking at 40. I'm not saying that, you know, in moderation, all things are okay. But for me, yeah, that was an outlet to the stress. Now, how's that going in another 40 years' time? You know, so a lot of people can have one or two drinks a week, no dramas at all, you know, and I'm not just talking about drinking. There's lots of different things that people look to escape that feeling. So what I'm saying is entertain the idea of moving into that feeling more productively and take care of yourself. Show empathy towards yourself. We're always told to give empathy to others, but very often we don't give empathy to ourselves as people and nurture ourselves. So how are we really meant to nurture other people if that's the case, right? So come back to putting the oxygen mask on your own face first. Take care of yourself. That's the highest priority. And then you will take care of others in the same alignment. Very, very powerful lesson I learned, and I'm glad I did.
Marty, you've absolutely nailed it, as you always do. There's a reason you are the most loved host on this show, the most viral, the most sensational. So thank you for showing up consistently. Thank you for the work you do, Marty, on this show. And thank you to our listeners for always coming back to hear your wisdom and your gold. Until next time.
Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Game over.
This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The conversations are of a general nature and do not qualify as financial or tax advice. We recommend before you make any financial decisions, you consult a licensed professional. Individuals on the podcast may hold positions in the companies discussed.